Welcome to the Bathtub Diaries, my weird and wonderful little life. And when I tell you what's actually happened in the last few days, you probably won't believe me. And it's true, I've got photo evidence. But first, just to introduce myself, I am Karina. I'm first and foremost a mum of two, but I also own and operate my own business, which is this 7,000 square foot restaurant and bar, which has a very, very famous bathtub. So it's 9 years, nearly 9 years old, this restaurant, and it's been an absolute labor of love. It's really interesting because when I first opened, I'd been an operator, I'd owned restaurants with my ex-husband, and we had three restaurants together, but we'd also had a quick service unit, and we'd worked in food stalls, we've done food pop-up markets, food stalls, trailers, like all sorts of different things like that. And then I went it on my own in this place, and oh my god, did I hit the ground running. It's the things that have popped up here that happened, you couldn't write it, and I've never ever saw coming. And it's just stuff that never ever happened when I was in those previous businesses. So there's a little part of me now that thinks the universe was telling me, trying to push me in different directions, because I'm spiritual and a bit crazy like that, and maybe I've fallen prey to banging on a closed door one too many times and pushing things to happen when they weren't meant to happen organically, and I've kind of paid the price for it in a way, in terms of burying my head in the sand and just trying to keep plowing on and thinking there's always a solution, just keep going, you'll find a solution, rather than going, hold on a second, what is this trying to tell me? Anyway, so here we are today, and it's a Monday. I've just had a very busy weekend at the restaurant. We've had absolutely loads going on. But then in between that as well, my husband works and he has been back and forth. So we're kind of juggling the kids between us, two small children, a five-year-old and a three-year-old. And the five-year-old has a very intense football schedule. So we're trying to juggle that between me going to work, him going to work, and both of the kids being happy, feeling like the time that they've got at home at the weekend, well, it's just the end of the Easter holidays, has been busy. And so I'm back and forth in work. Anyway, Saturday, I was sat putting my three-year-old to bed, and I just looked at my phone and I saw a message saying the door in the restaurant's exploded. So I thought, this sounds a little bit dramatic. Can't quite be right, but I'm so programmed to get this crazy anxious response that the second I saw that message, I just had like this flush of cortisol. I was like, oh my god. Anyway, so once he kind of dozed off, I got my phone up and started going through the CCTV, and I watched what had happened, and the door had exploded. And thank god nobody was hurt. Thank god. Well, somebody's got a scratch on their arm, I think, but there was no serious injuries, basically. The door handle has been coming off for ages, and somebody's pulled the door handle, it's come off, and then they've just pushed the door and it's tapped against the wall, and then 2 seconds it's gone and just exploded. Just literally shattered, the entire thing shattered. Never, I don't even know how you prevent something like that happening, other than I think because of all the work that have been done on this building, it's shifted things around the building. If anyone knows, please do tell me, because I would love to know what the reason was that that's happened. Anyway, I couldn't get hold of the person that usually helps us if we've got problems with the doors, like an emergency last minute problems. The door guy, I call him, but yeah, he's called Brad. Or I couldn't get hold of anyone, so I was panicking. Anyway, I got into work as quickly as I could. And yeah, there was just a huge bin. Everyone had just swept up all this glass. It was just a huge bin full of this tempered glass, like a huge tub up to my kind of waist, really, that we use for glass bottles. So I was like, okay. So we did the shift. We kind of got through it. And it was chaos because everything had been put back, because like half of the team had been at the front of the restaurant trying to sweep up all this glass. And people were sat late and everyone was complaining. I was literally resetting tables. And as I was resetting the tables, guests were trying to sit at the table. And I was like, well, sorry, we just need to put the plates and the cutlery and the glassware on the table for you. They're like, it's fine, we'll sit down. I was like, we literally can't reach the table if you're doing that. Anyway, yeah, that was interesting. And it's, God, you know what, it actually hurts my soul dealing with complaints, because I know how much time and effort everyone here puts into trying to get everything just perfect and make it a really special experience for people. And of course, you know, when you go somewhere and you've got expectations and it's not exactly as you want it to be, you feel so frustrated. So on both sides, it's just a horrible experience. It's just unpleasant. Like, we always want people to leave happy. Anyway, so it was just one of those shifts where you're like, we just have to get through the shift, just make the absolute best of it, make sure everyone has as much of an amazing experience as possible. Like, let's go all out and do what we can. So we did. And then, you know, I went home and I went to bed and I woke up the next morning and thought, right, now I've actually got to deal with the aftermath of the glass door. So I got my three-year-old in the car with me. The five-year-old was off to swimming with his dad. And we came to the restaurant and we spent about 30 minutes vacuuming up. I brought my own vacuum from home, which is like, sounds a bit weird, but we've got an industrial vacuum here, but I don't know why, I just feel like mine's better. And I just felt like I wanted my own equipment. So I brought the vacuum with me and I literally hoovered over and over again. I pulled the carpet up. I got all of the broken glass. I went under the reservation. I just got everything out and my little three-year-old was trying to help me. And then I kind of made it safe and finally got a response from the door guy who said, oh yeah, we can look at doing replacements on Monday morning. I thought, I can't bear to have any more glass doors there. I'm traumatized. Just another thing that's traumatized me. And do you know what's so funny is in the past, in my previous restaurant neighborhood, which was in Spinning Fields, and it was like this big, wild party venue, people used to climb every surface and some crazy things happened. Crazy things. Like, people actually died in and around that venue. It was awful. And there was one time where we had a customer, it was a Sunday afternoon, and he came over to me and he literally had cut, somebody had like caught his face with glass and it had cut like down the side of his like mouth. And like his skin was kind of hanging off. He was like, I can't even remember what he said to me, but I just remember looking at him and being like, oh my God. Like, what are we going to do? I was like, I need to get you to hospital. I need to call an ambulance. The police came. And it was just so traumatic. But I think because I've not dealt with anything like that for probably, I mean, this is like 2015 we're talking about. So we're coming up to 10 years. My tolerance for shocking things happening and stressful things happening is really reduced. Or I'm still dealing with like a lot of trauma. I don't know. But yeah, so in the past, I kind of became more acclimatized to those kind of really extreme things happening, whereas now the door exploding was enough to send me completely over the edge. And I don't think my nervous system's actually recovered. You just can't write it. You cannot write it. And I think all of the team are shocked as well, because we're quite like a safe, steady environment, a very safe, steady environment now. It's just not how it used to be in the olden days. So when something like that happens, we, you know, puts us all off kilter. Anyway, that's not the only thing that happened. We had a couple of wild parties on Sunday, which was amazing, and everybody was stood dancing. And I've seen videos back of a violinist stood on one of the big tables dancing and stomping around. I'm looking at that video thinking, I am so glad that table didn't break, because I know that table is not for weight bearing. So it's just all these little things that you notice when it's your own business and you're thinking, oh dear. Smile and glaze over it. Let's just keep paddling, just keep swimming. So yes, it's been an eventful weekend, and tomorrow Brad is coming to remove the other glass door and we will have no glass doors anymore, because I am done with glass doors. And he sent me a lovely message saying, I would never advise anyone to put two glass doors up together like that, because they're just dangerous and it's not a surprise that one smashed. Well, 9 years in, they've done pretty well, and whoever advised me to put those doors in the first place, I rue you. What's the word? Not rue, I curse you. Thanks for that, guys. And if you didn't know, yesterday was it was a Taurus full moon. It was a really important day for manifestation. And so I decided that I was going to manifest what I wanted for the rest of the year. And so I was like, okay, I've seen this ritual where they like write it down and then they burn it with a candle and they manifest, like stare into the flame. And I'm so into, I'm obsessed with flames. I'm obsessed with staring at flames and staring at the moon. My husband literally has found me stood outside on the grass staring at the moon. I sound like an absolute lunatic right now, but that's the truth. So I went outside with a candle and I had written down my little note to myself, like, this is what I want to happen. And I folded it up and I started burning it, and then I started panicking. I was thinking, not sure about this because it is actually burning now and I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with it. So I had to put, so I started like putting it on the floor and stamping out the flame. And I'm not sure if that manifestation is going to work, but we shall see. Anyway, on that note, this is very short and sweet, but just a little brief introduction and a little brief insight into the weird and wonderful things that go on every single week in this restaurant and in my life. And hopefully you will listen again and it's not bored you to death. So thank you so much for joining me.